Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Ram Goldhar, and today Maseches Gittin Daf Ein Gimel, the seventh parak Mishachazuk. The Zichud Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zichud Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, is taught in a brisa. If one says, Ziggi tech mehayom imati mechoi zeh, this is your get from today if I die from this illness, v'nafal abayisalav ohigisho nachash, and the house collapsed onto him or a snake bit and killed him, anal get. It's not a get because the husband did not consider this rare accident in a stipulation. If he said, Im lo emod mechoi zeh, this is your get if I do not recover from this illness, and was similarly killed, har is a get. It is a get. The Gemara adds that this price is self-contradictory since the cases are identical. The Gemara concludes, Aku ari ein lanu, just as if he said, here's your get if I do not recover from this illness, but then a lion ate him. We have no ruling to validate the get since being eaten by a lion is a rare accident that he didn't contemplate, and such a get is invalid. We will rule similarly in the price's second case that the get is invalid. Our version of the price's second ruling, therefore, is inaccurate. The Gemara relates that someone once sold land to his friend and committed to compensate the buyer for any accident. Later, the king commanded for a river to be diverted through his field. Although Ravina required the seller to compensate the loss, Rav Acha bar Tachlifa and Rava both ruled, it's a rare accident and he's not responsible. Point number two, the next mission teaches regarding one who said his get should take effect retroactively when he dies, his wife may not be alone with him, lest he come to have relations with her, unless there are before witnesses. Even a slave's presence is sufficient except her own slave woman, with whom she is comfortable. A brisa teaches that if she was alone with him, we're not concerned that they engage in another matter, meaning relations. It continues, we suspect they had illegitimate relations, but do not suspect they had relations to affect Kedushin. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says, Af choshishin mishim Kedushin. We even suspect they had relations to affect Kedushin. The Tanakhama seems to contradict himself, and Abaya ultimately explains, Ru'ua shenivula, if witnesses saw her having relations with her husband, we assume they were promiscuous relations only and are not concerned they were for Kedushin. Rava later interprets Rabbi Yossi's statement, Af lo ra'ua shenivula, even if they did not see her having relations, choshishin mishim Kedushin. We are concerned for relations and even the possibility of Kedushin. And point number three, the Mishnah had taught, Mahi ba'osun hayamim, what is her marital status during those days from receiving the get until her husband dies? Yehuda says, she's like a married woman in all respects, and adultery would incur a chatas. Vyosi says, Megaresh is the Ena Megareshes. She's divorced and not divorced, meaning her status is in doubt, and adultery would incur an Ashim Talut. Abraisa clarifies Rabbi Yossi's view. Ilbavad Shiyamus, her divorce is a matter of doubt provided the husband dies, fulfilling the condition. If he does not, the get is void. The Gemara, since all agree the get does not take effect retroactively, and they're presumed to be discussing a stipulation from today if I die, how can it take effect once he dies, since divorce cannot be affected after death? Rabbi answers, Ba'omer me'esa shani ba'olam. It's a case where he said, the get takes effect from when I'm in the world, meaning my final moments alive. The get is surely valid because it takes effect while he's alive. The Machlokas concerns relying on Breira to retroactively determine that each previous moment was definitely not his last. A Brisa on the next stop records two more Tanaim's opinions. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, is taught in a Brisa. If one says, Zegi tech mehayom imati mechoi zeh, this is your get from today if I die from this illness, v'nafal av abayis o hikisho nachash, and the house collapsed onto him or a snake bit and killed him, ain't no get. It's not a get because the husband did not consider this rare accident in his stipulation. If he said, Im lo emod mechoi zeh, this is your get if I do not recover from this illness, and was similarly killed, har is a get. It is a get. The Gemara adds that this price is self-contradictory since the cases are identical. The Gemara concludes, Aku ari ein lanu, just as if he said, here's your get if I do not recover from this illness, but then a lion ate him. We have no ruling to validate the get since being eaten by a lion is a rare accident that he didn't contemplate, and such a get is invalid. We will rule similarly in the price's second case that the get is invalid. Our version of the price's second ruling, therefore, is inaccurate. The Gemara relates that someone once sold land to his friend and committed to compensate the buyer for any accident. Later, the king commanded for a river to be diverted through his field. Although Ravina required the seller to compensate the loss, Rav Acha bar Tachlifa and Rava both ruled, it's a rare accident and he's not responsible. Point number two, the next mission teaches regarding one who said his get should take effect retroactively when he dies, his wife may not be alone with him, lest he come to have relations with her, unless there are before witnesses. Even a slave's presence is sufficient except her own slave woman, with whom she is comfortable. A brisa teaches that if she was alone with him, we're not concerned that they engage in another matter, meaning relations. It continues, we suspect they had illegitimate relations, but do not suspect they had relations to affect Kedushin. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says, Af choshishin mishim kedushin. We even suspect they had relations to affect kedushin. The Tanakhama seems to contradict himself, and Abaya ultimately explains, Ru'ua shenivula, if witnesses saw her having relations with her husband, we assume they were promiscuous relations only and are not concerned they were for kedushin. Rava later interprets Rav Yossi's statement, Af lo ra'ua shenivula, even if they did not see her having relations, choshishin mishim kedushin, we are concerned for relations and even the possibility of kedushin. And point number three, the Mishnah taught, Mahi ba'osin hayamim, what is her marital status during those days from receiving the get until her husband dies? Yehuda says, she's like a married woman in all respects, and adultery would incur a chatas. Rav Yossi says, Megoresh is the Eina Megoresh. She's divorced and not divorced, meaning her status is in doubt, and adultery would incur an Ashim Tauli. Abraisa clarifies Rav Yossi's view. Ilbavad Shiyamus, her divorce is a matter of doubt provided the husband dies, fulfilling the condition. If he does not, the get is void. The Gemara, since all agree the get does not take effect retroactively, and they're presumed to be discussing a stipulation from today if I die, how can it take effect once he dies, since divorce cannot be affected after death? Rabbi answers, Ba'omer me'es shani ba'olam. It's a case where he said, the get takes effect from when I'm in the world, meaning my final moments alive. The get is surely valid because it takes effect while he's alive. The Machlokas concerns relying on Brera to retroactively determine that each previous moment was definitely not his last. Abraitz on the next stop records two more Tanaim's opinions. All right, so now we go to Zimmer Daf Ayin Gimun. This Zimmer was suggested to us by Charlie Meyerson from Scottsdale, Arizona. He suggested that Ayin Gimun is a giant ostrich egg. A giant ostrich egg. So here goes. When the husband who said, this is your get today if I die from this illness, was crushed to death by a giant ostrich egg falling from the sky, his wife was out of the house since she knew she could not be alone with him and was spending time with her friends telling them she feels she's divorced and not divorced. Once again, slow motion. When the husband who said, this is your get today if I die from this illness, was crushed to death by a giant ostrich egg falling from the sky, giant ostrich egg, that must be warned off. Ein Gimel. When the husband who said, this is your get today if I die from this illness, was crushed to death by a giant ostrich egg falling from the sky, which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa, if one says, Zegitech mehayom imati mecholi zeh, this is your get from today if I die from this illness, and the house collapsed onto him, or a snake bit and killed him, it'll get. It's not a get, because the husband did not consider this rare accident in his stipulation. So when the husband who said, this is your get today if I die from this illness, was crushed to death by a giant ostrich egg falling from the sky, his wife was out of the house and she knew she could not be alone with him, which reminds us, the next mission teaches regarding one who said the sketch should take effect retroactively when he dies, Lotis Yachidimo, his wife may not be alone with him unless he come to have relations with her, unless they are before witnesses. Even a slave's presence is sufficient except for her own slave woman with whom she is comfortable. A Braisa brings Malchokas if she was alone with him. The Tanakhama holds we suspect they had illegitimate relations, but do not suspect they had relations to affect Kedushin. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda says, Av Choshishin Mishim Kedushin. We even suspect they had relations to affect Kedushin. So when the husband who said, this is your get today if I die from this illness, was crushed to death by a giant ostrich egg falling from the sky, his wife was out of the house and she knew she could not be alone with him, and was spending time with her friends telling them she feels divorced and not divorced, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught, Mahi ba'osin hayamim, what is her marital status during those days from receiving the get until her husband dies? Rav Yehuda says, Ke'eshes ish, kol devaresh, she's like a married woman in all respects. Rav Yossi says, Megoreshes ve'ena megoreshes, she's divorced and not divorced, meaning her status is in doubt, and adultery would incur an ashim ta'uli. So once again, when the husband who said, this is your get today if I die from this illness, was crushed to death by a giant ostrich egg falling from the sky, his wife was out of the house and she knew she could not be alone with him, and was spending time with her friends telling them she feels she is divorced and not divorced. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Dav Samech Tes. So the simmer Dav Samech Tes is soot, and we often use a chimney sweep. So here goes. The sick chimney sweep. Chimney sweep? That must mean one Dav Samech Tes. Soot. The sick chimney sweep, who looked green and noticed that blood wasn't sticking to the wheat straw in his mouth, which reminds us, this daf is entirely comprised of numerous remedies for various ailments. Among them, Adama da Asima Puma, for blood coming from the mouth, we examine with a straw of wheat. If the blood sticks to the straw, the blood is coming from the lungs and it can be healed. If the blood does not stick to it, it's coming from the liver and cannot be healed. So the sick chimney sweep, who looked green and noticed that blood wasn't sticking to the wheat straw in his mouth, got checked out by a doctor and used a stethoscope to determine if he had a faint or a heavy heart, which reminds us, the Gemara brings remedies for a faint or a heavy heart. So the sick chimney sweep, who looked green and noticed that blood wasn't sticking to the wheat straw in his mouth, got checked out by a doctor used a stethoscope to determine if he had a faint or a heavy heart, while roasting a fish in a blacksmith's coals to treat the chimney sweep's swollen spleen, which reminds us, the Gemara offers numerous cures for tachala, a spleen bloated by disease. Among them is he should bring a fish and roast it in coals of a blacksmith and eat it with the blacksmith's water, which he used to cool his iron, and then drink the blacksmith's water. Daf Ein. So the Simmer Daf Ein is an eye doctor. So here goes. The eye doctor, that must mean we're on Daf Ein. The eye doctor who told his patient to look through a green lens and read a list of three things that weaken strength, which reminds us, the Gemara presents several lists of things or activities which are potentially harmful. Among those lists, Shlosh Dvarim Machishin Kochel Sha'adin, three things weaken a person's strength. They are Pachad, Derech, Va'avon, fear, travel, and sin. So the eye doctor who told his patient to look through a green lens and read a list of three things that weaken strength wasn't sure if his patient had fallen asleep, had kuriakos, or became insane, which reminds us, Reish Lakish likens one with kuriakos to a sleeping person for whom a get may be written and delivered while he sleeps, and Rabbi Yochanan likens him to an insane person for whom a get cannot be written or delivered. Rabbi Yochanan says he cannot be compared to one sleeping because a sleeping person does not require a maisa to awaken him. Since he'll awaken on his own, he's considered mentally competent even now. But this husband, and seized by kuriakos requires an action to cure him, and he's therefore incompetent until his recovery. Reish Lakish says he cannot be compared to an insane person because an insane person's cure is not in our hands, and he's thus fundamentally incompetent. But this one's cure is in our hands, meaning the one afflicted by kuriakos, and he's thus fundamentally competent. So the eye doctor who told his patient to look through a green lens and read a list of three things that weaken strength wasn't sure if his patient had fallen asleep, had kuriakos, or became insane. When he asked why the doctor wasn't going to Galus, when he imagined the doctor to cut the majority of the two passages in his throat. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Brice, if one cuts someone's two passages, the trachea and the esophagus, or most of them, he does not go into gullus. Two reasons are given. One, we suspect the wind worsened the injury and contributed to his death, or he hastened his own death through writhing. Either way, the killer is exempt from gullus, which is only for a murder caused solely by the murderer. Nafkaminas would be if the injury took place in a marble house without wind, and the victim writhed, or if it occurred outdoors and he didn't writhe. Daf Ein Av. So the Simmer Daf Ein Av is a donkey going ee-aw. So here goes. The Cheresh who gave written instructions to the driver of a green donkey, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Av, ee-aw. The Cheresh who gave written instructions to the driver of a green donkey to write and deliver a get, which reminds us, Rav Kahana said in the name of Rav, Cheresh Yachol Dabra Mitoch Haksav, a deaf mute who is able to communicate in writing, Kosvin Nosin Get Liishto, they may write and give a get to his wife based on his written instructions. So the Cheresh who gave written instructions to the driver of a green donkey to write and deliver a get decided he would write the get himself because he wasn't born a Cheresh, which reminds us, was taught in a brace where Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Bamedvarim Amorim, when are these words said that we cannot write a get based on gestures of a Cheresh? Becheresh Meikaro, only to one who was originally a deaf mute, Ava Pikeach Minischarish, but one who was competent and became a deaf mute, who Kosev Ehen Chosmin, he can write a get and others can sign it. His writing is sufficient to prove he remains competent. So the Cheresh who gave written instructions to the driver of a green donkey to write and deliver a get decided he would write the get himself because he wasn't born a Cheresh and he didn't want the donkey driver to mess up and mistakenly have a sofer write it up, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Amru lo nichtov get l'ishtok, if they said to him, should we write a get for your wife? Amru lo niksovu, and he said to them, write. And the shulchim instructed a sofer to write it, and others to sign it, and they did so, hari ha-get batal, the get is void. Ad shiomru lo sofer ksovu la'edim chasomu, unless he says to the sofer, write, and to the edim, sign. Daf Ein Beis, so the simmer Daf Ein Beis is a thick piece of cake. So here goes. The sick husband who presented his wife with a get on a thick piece of green cake. Thick piece of cake? That must be more on Daf Ein Beis. Thick. The sick husband who presented his wife with a get on a thick piece of green cake and said, this is your get from today, imati, if I die, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, one who says, zegitech imati, this is your get if I die, lomar kum, he has said nothing, meaning the get is invalid because it was set to take effect after his death. But if he says, mehayom imati, this is your get from today, if I die, hari zeget, this is a valid get because it takes effect retroactively. So the sick husband who presented his wife with a get on a thick piece of green cake and said, this is your get from today, imati, if I die, and pointed to the date of the get to prove his intent, it should be effective retroactively, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi holds, Zmano Shel Shtar Mochiachla, the date of the document proves its intent to be effective retroactively. He holds that writing the date indicates he wants it to take effect on that date. So the sick husband who presented his wife with a get on a thick piece of green cake and said, "This is your get from today, imati, if I die," and pointed to the date of the get to prove his intent, it should be effective retroactively, put a bow in the get to look like a gift, to make clear that if he recovers from his illness, he automatically retracts from the get, which reminds us, Rav Huna said regarding transactions of someone gravely ill, geto kemat naso, the laws of his get are the same as those of his gift. He explains that just as with a gift, if he recovers from his illness, he automatically retracts from the gift since he only gave it because he thought he would die, so too with his get. If he recovers, he automatically retracts from the get, which he presumably gave for the same reason. Other similarities are mentioned. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which deaf knew that one who was competent and then became a deaf mute, he can write a get and others can sign it. His writing is sufficient to prove he remains competent. That's on Duff. Ein Aleph. Good. Number 2. Which deaf knew Melchokas about the status of the woman whose divorce is pending? Is she considered fully married or divorced and not divorced? That's on Duff. Ein Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which stuff in the Reish Lakish likens one who is kuriyakas to a sleeping person, whereas Rabbi Yochanan likens him to one who is a shota? That's on Duff. Ayin. Good. Number 4. Which stuff about remedies for a faint or heavy heart? That's on Duff. Samach Tes. Good. Number 5. Which stuff that the wife of one who said his get should take effect retroactively when he dies, she may not be alone with him, and the Gemara discusses the concerns of Znus and Kedushin? That's on Duff. Ein Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which of the one that the laws of an ill person's get are the same as those for his gift? That's on Duff. Ein Beis. Good. Number 7. Which of the more discussed instructions given to 10 people to write or deliver a get? That's on Duff. Samach Zayin. Good. Number 8. Which of the one if one says, "This is your get from today if I die from this illness," and thus collapses on him or a snake bites him and kills him, ain't no get. It's not a get. That's on Duff. Ein Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we discuss Ashmedai deposing Shlomo Melch and flinging him 400 parses and then Shlomo's return? That's on Duff. Samaches. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do we discuss the source of bleeding from the mouth? That's on Duff. Samachtes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhart from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.